So maternal mental health conditions like depression, anxiety, even substance abuse, those are some of the most common complications for people who are pregnant, for those moms who are in the midst of childbirth, and even after having a newborn. It actually impacts 1 in 5 women in America. And according to the CDC, 1 in 8 women experience postpartum depression, but only 50% of them actually are treated for it. That's why this week in particular, it's Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week. And we wanted to use the opportunity to normalize the conversation around mental health struggles throughout and after pregnancy for women here in Connecticut. So joining us now for the first time, and I hope she has a good experience here on the show because she sounds like a great guest to keep on the show, Lauren Buckley is here, and she is a therapist from Wilton-based Quiet Light Counseling to talk more about this. Lauren, welcome to WICC.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here. And give us, if you don't mind, sort of a snapshot, especially because you are working with exactly this demographic. How common is it for moms, expected parents, to have postpartum depression? I mean, some of those statistics, when you hear them, it's pretty alarming. But do you find that that rings true here in Connecticut?
Absolutely. I mean, the statistics are startling. It's about 1 in 5 women will experience a perinatal mood or anxiety disorder during pregnancy or after birth. And I actually think it's a little more than that, just given the experience I'm having and what I'm seeing in my practice. And we're also seeing that during the pandemic and after the pandemic, those numbers are really around 70% of women are having some sort of experience with anxiety or depression or OCD after giving birth.
Why do you think that happens, Lauren?
I think there's a lot of reasons. I think, you know, we are exposed to a lot more now than in the past in terms of what we're seeing through social media that can cause feelings of anxiety or cause feelings of that mom guilt or shame or depression. I think we are also expected to do a lot more as moms now than maybe in the past. In the past, there seemed to be more of that village mentality. Now it's more of an isolating experience to have a baby than, you know, when, you know, past generations had more of that family kind of dynamic, more of that support. I also think moms are going back to work sooner. We have a lot of pressure, especially here in Fairfield County, to make sure that both parents are working and to make sure that, you know, we're financially stable. And I think that's causing a lot of this to happen, too.
I ask because I know I'm very honest and open about this with my listeners, and I believe you and I have connected on this off air, that I was shocked that I had severe postpartum depression. And I'm a very happy-go-lucky person. I've never dealt with really any severe sadness in my life. I've seen tragedy, but I mean, I've worked in news. I can overcome trauma pretty well. I've always been fine with that. I couldn't believe I had postpartum depression so bad that I quit my job 6 weeks after having Chase, and I moved back to Connecticut right into my parents' house because I just couldn't get it together. When you hear about 50% of women who have postpartum depression, they're not treated. Why do you think that is?
So I really think, and I think the number is actually even higher than that at this point. I think it's almost 80% is go undiagnosed or untreated. I really think the top reasons are the stigma. I think there's still a stigma out there, unfortunately, and, you know, women feel, this should be the happiest time of my life. That's all I've been told. Why do I feel this way? I shouldn't feel this way. You know, some women can think, will someone take my baby from me if I tell them how bad I'm feeling? There's that sense of shame, guilt, embarrassment that goes along with it. There's also the sense of, if it's the first baby, especially, is this normal? You know, trying to figure out, like, are these feelings normal? Is it related to hormones? Or is it something more than that?
Yeah, I can tell you that I certainly felt some of those things, for sure. You know, that feeling of, exactly, you're expected to just think this is bliss. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened in your life. And what's interesting about it, Lauren, is that you don't know why you're sad. I actually vividly remember having the conversation with my husband and my mom separately and saying to them those first couple of weeks, it's not that I don't like my kid. I mean, that's crazy. That sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this role. I don't know what it was, like a complex issue. So, you know, I again, like you said, there's certainly a lot of environmental reasons for why women will feel this way. And we're seeing certainly an increase in this. But I mean, I think that's a very confusing part of postpartum, which is maybe also why it's not treated, is you sort of don't even know what you're feeling. I mean, I remember being severely confused about motherhood in the very beginning, and I had no idea why. No idea why.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're not getting sleep. It's putting stress on your marriage because everyone's tired. Everyone's trying to figure this out. And all of that can just contribute to that confusion. And there's also a lot that happens. You know, I'm seeing an increase for sure in the pregnancy trauma or birth trauma that happens. And again, this is something when you're going into it the first time, you might not know how to advocate, or you might not know what's typical and what's not. And then that trauma that you've experienced kind of gets suppressed and pushed down while you're in that survival mode the first few weeks. And then all of a sudden it comes out, you know, a couple of weeks later, a couple of months later, and it just shocks you or surprises you.
Absolutely. And I think it also teaches you that it doesn't really matter what your personality always has been. I mean, postpartum depression or things like anxiety, those are things that you absolutely could develop during pregnancy and afterwards after having a baby. And so we have Lauren Buckley here, and we are talking about Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week, and happens to fall within the month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I was curious about treatments. What are some of the best treatment options for people who are struggling with this?
So really, it's the therapy with a perinatal trained therapist is really going to be your best bet, because, you know, as a perinatal therapist, you know, we're trained in exactly what to look out for, the different types of perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, and what treatment option goes best with those in terms of talk therapy. The therapy and medication combo can be good too. You know, again, I know there's sometimes a stigma around medication, but sometimes it's really crucial to being able to get mom to a more sort of balanced place in order to be able to utilize the therapy. Groups. There's so many support groups that, you know, you can join to feel less isolated, to feel less alone in this time, in this season of life. And especially like looking for psychotherapy groups that are run by a clinician, so that, you know, the clinician is looking out for if there's anything that's getting worse, or really targeting the type of treatment that you might need.
So we are chatting this morning with Lauren Buckley, who has a practice in Wilton. I'm going to get you all of the information as soon as we wrap up the conversation this morning. It is Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week, and great timing. We're in the midst of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. And maternal mental health, especially just before we get to Mother's Day weekend, is something that impacts moms, people who are expecting. So this is from pregnancy through childbirth through actually raising the kid. The kid sounds terrible. That's what I call my son, though. The kid. He's the kid. So maternal mental health, we really wanted to tackle this and really normalize the conversation. Again, when you hear what Lauren is talking about, which is how common things like postpartum depression, anxiety, even substance use disorders, just to name a few of the things that moms deal with, I think we realize more of us are alike than we thought. And so we wanted to use this opportunity to keep talking about this. What are signs, Lauren, that somebody is not just going through maybe a down point or a quick phase, but that you are entering into some actual mental health issues that should be addressed? What are things that people should be looking at, especially if they are expecting?
Sure. So, you know, I think after birth, if you're looking at that period of about 2 weeks after birth, it's very typical to have the baby blues, to just, you know, have that fluctuation in hormones, feel a little down, feel teary, feel a little anxious. If you're seeing that it is lasting longer than that, then that's definitely a sign to look out for. If you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling anxious after about 2 weeks, that is definitely a quick sign to pay attention to. What I really tell my clients is that, is this interfering with your daily functioning? Are these thoughts that you're having, are these feelings that you're having, something that you can't get out of your mind, that's replaying in your mind throughout the day, that makes it difficult to complete daily tasks with your baby, or makes it difficult for you to take care of yourself? You know, if you are having any sort of thoughts of self-harm, any thoughts of harming your baby, and you can see yourself actually acting on it, that is a very serious sign that, you know, you need to find help immediately. I think one other thing is just a feeling of numbness, and I can relate to this. You know, we talked about this off air. I had my own experience with postpartum depression and anxiety after my first, and sort of just that feeling of numbness, not being able to attach as you thought you would be able to, or feeling like that bond might not be there that you really had expected. So kind of the feeling of just going through the motions, but there's nothing underneath that. That's a really important sign to look out for as well.
And another thing, too, is there a role that spouses should be playing with detecting maternal mental health? And but even just the opposite side, you know, it's funny. We talk so much, obviously, about the mental health of the moms, which is understandable. We're the ones making the kids. But the spouses going through something, what we should be looking out for, you know, what are their roles with this? But also what should we be looking out for to make sure that their mental health is in check?
Absolutely. And the stats for men are that about 1 in 10 men experience a perinatal mood and anxiety disorder after the birth of their child. So, you know, it's very important to be looking out for spouses and their mental health as well. And, you know, they are on the front lines with, you know, their wives giving birth. And so they have a really important role in recognizing and picking up on if there's a level of depression or anxiety that seems to be getting worse, or, you know, is taking some sort of serious nature that they need to kind of help their wife through, help their wife get some help. You know, healthy parents really are the core of a healthy family. And it's really working as a team to say, you know, what can I take off your plate? What can I help you with? How can I help you get the help you need? I think like grandparents also play a role in that. Anyone who's around the woman who just gave birth or who is pregnant really has to be really in tune with how she's feeling and the things that she might be going through. Asking questions, even if you feel like it's intrusive, asking how they're feeling is really important. Having those difficult conversations, being there to support in every way possible is really important.
I mean, and that's kind of, you know, feeds into the final question I have, which is, are there ways to better prepare expecting moms for potential maternal mental health issues?
Yes, I think education beforehand is really important. Just realizing the signs, realizing how common it is, and just being on the lookout. Treating any sort of underlying anxiety and depression that might be there before getting pregnant or giving birth is also really important, because we do know that if there's anxiety or depression underlying before pregnancy, before birth, usually you're at risk for developing a perinatal mood and anxiety disorder. So making sure that that's kind of really being well taken care of beforehand, any sort of trauma that might come up during birth, that's being processed and taken care of before getting pregnant or before kind of getting into that phase of your life. And really just making sure, again, that you're taking care of yourself. Like, do you have a support system? That's what I talk to a lot of my pregnant moms about. What will be your support system? What is your plan for after birth? Who is going to be there for you? How are we going to make sure we're getting time to take care of ourselves? So really just going into birth with a really good plan of what am I going to do and what's my support system going to look like?
Yeah, this is such a great conversation and so healthy and wholesome, I think, especially ahead of Mother's Day weekend. You know, we always think about, what are you getting, mom? And how do we recognize mom? Thanks, mom, for everything. But, you know, I think this is one of those conversations that certainly should be happening throughout the year, but great timing to have it right before Mother's Day weekend and really understanding the complexities about becoming a parent and then, you know, immediately after that baby enters the world, what the parents could be going through. And so I just want to thank you, Lauren, for having this conversation on WICC. If people want to connect with you, again, Lauren is a therapist with Quiet Light Counseling. They do have a website, which is all spelled out, quietlightcounseling.com, quietlightcounseling.com. It is based right here in Wilton. And Lauren, I want to thank you again for coming on the show and sharing all of this really important information. And I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I appreciate you having me on, and happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Thank you.